On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
Today's episode is a wine episode.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
Yeah, you tell him, Randy.
Literally six glasses of wine in front of each of us today, because it's classy,
it's
baby.
Classy. It's classy.
So here are the wines we're going to discuss today.
From Brandwin Estate, we have the Brandwin Estate Old Vine Zinfandel Mount Veeder 2021, the Brandwin Estate Cabernet Sauvignon Mount Veeder 2019, and the Brandwin Estate Henry's Keep Red Wine Mount Veeder 2021. And then from Mount Brave, we have the Mount Brave Mount Veeder Zinfandel 2019, the Mount Brave Mount Veeder Cabernet Franc 2019, and the Mount Brave Mount Veeder Cabernet Sauvignon 2019.
We'll be right back after this break. Brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
You know, we say as always, but I find that it's rarely true. You know, what happened was I started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine because it showed up on my YouTube feed as like little clips.
Well,
I never watched
that.
It when it was on the air.
No.
So yeah. I started streaming it.
Yeah.
And then he talks about Die Hard so much, I watched Die Hard at 2 a.m. last night. Well, I think Die Hard beats us.
I watch Die Hard at 2 a.m. every night.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Hans Gruber is sort of my spirit animal.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, well.
R.I.P. Severus Snape.
Yeah, exactly. Expectro Patronum. Yeah. See that? When he fell off Nakatomi, why didn't he do that?
You know? I know. It's totally wasted.
That was better than Debbie Doesn't Do Dishes.
Oh, that was the worst porno I ever saw in my life. Right? Yeah. Oh, that God. Was not a good one. Yeah.
Is that your 2 a.m.? That's your 2 a.m.
Yeah, pretty much.
Already in the toilet.
Yep, in the toilet. 201. Awesome. So this is Main Man Bob joining me today. Our good old boy, Justin.
Oh, good morning, Bob. Pleasure to be here in the basement drinking wine.
Yep, doesn't sting. And good old boy, Harm.
You know, I don't always thank you, and I almost never mean it, but thanks for having me today.
That's why I like you. You never mean it. It, you know, makes the lawyer in me all tingly when you don't mean it. Come on.
So every time I say thank you and don't mean it, my heart gets a little blacker.
What heart? You sold that for beer money in college. Yeah. Our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else that you can sip. And today's episode is a wine episode.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
Yeah, you tell him, Randy.
Literally six glasses of wine in front of each of us today, because it's classy,
it's
baby.
Classy. It's classy.
So here are the wines we're going to discuss today.
So we have from Brandwin Estate, we have the Brandwin Estate Old Vine Zinfandel Mount Veeder 2021, the Brandwin Estate Cabernet Sauvignon Mount Veeder 2019, and the Brandwin Estate Henry's Keep Red Wine, Mount Veeder 2021. And then from Mount Brave, we have the Mount Brave Mount Veeder Zinfandel 2019, the Mount Brave Mount Veeder Cabernet Franc 2019, and the Mount Brave Mount Veeder Cabernet Sauvignon 2019.
It's so, Cabernet Franc.
So
it
you
says
can,
Frank.
Yeah.
If it was K at the end, it's Cabernet Franc.
Yeah.
Cabernet Franc.
Oh, you watch Die Hard, now all of a sudden you're a German terrorist? Yeah, okay. I see how that goes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I saw something in Time magazine. Yeah, okay, good for you, Hans. So,
how's the wine?
Yeah, how's the wine? So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings against our better judgment.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ganga Din, water. Ganga Din, drink water. Drink water.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
I don't respect you enough to even to comment on that one.
No, that was bad.
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
This is like a best of his worst impressions.
Best of the worst.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Who is that supposed to be?
Some random older British dude. What did I hit?
I don't know.
You bloated idiot. You stupid fathead. You.
I don't know.
I tried to make one of them come out well, but
I mean, you could have maybe thrown a Hans Gruber in there. I'm just saying, you know, by the time they finish the wreckage, we'll be on a beach.
Your Hans Gruber's pretty good.
Ending 20%.
I thought you were going.
I've done that in a prior show.
Old classic EJ Gallo.
Trying to do Paul Giamatti, but on the first one that utterly failed.
Well, he did ruin Merlot for the rest of the world.
I know. They talk about nothing else in Napa.
Yeah.
That Paul Giamatti caused the recession in Napa for Merlot. That is their favorite topic.
Yeah. At Palmason, we will sell no wine before it's time.
I thought that's who he was going for. Who was that again? Was that
Orson Welles?
Orson Welles.
Weighed about 600 pounds and was like breathing into the mic like he was going to die. And did you ever hear the story of that?
No.
It took them all day to get that one clip because he showed up hammered.
Oh.
Respect. Good for him. Well, Justin, why don't you tell us about Brandlin Estate?
Sure. In the 1870s, the Brandlin family emigrated from Switzerland and building on their Alpine heritage.
He's been drinking. So we've been drinking. We've tasted.
Take these glasses. I think the prescription ran out of yours.
I think you're right. Chose to stake their homestead high on Mount Veeder. They began farming orchard fruit and running the local grain store and stagecoach. 1926, Henry Brandlin began planting the first vineyards at Brandlin Estate, vines that still thrive today. The vineyard benefits from the cooling influence of the San Pablo Bay, allowing a long growing season to develop small, highly concentrated clusters and berries. The current vineyards are made of 12 small vineyard blocks of Cabernet Sauvignon, featuring five different clones, small blocks of Malbec, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Sauvignon Blanc, as well as the coveted Old Vine Zinfandel planted by the Brandlin family in 1926. In 1998, Brandlin Estate was acquired by the Schmidheine family, who, like the Brandlins, hail from Switzerland and are a multi-generational family of wine growers and vintners. Brandlin Estate Old Vine Zinfandel Mount Veeder 2021 is the first wine we'll be talking about. It's 15% alcohol by volume. Mount Veeder, Napa Valley, aged in 22 months in small French oak barrels. 10% of them are new, 100% Zinfandel grape, 16 barrels. The vineyard that produced this wine was planted high on Mount Veeder in 1926. The colors are ruby red. On the nose, I got cumin, saffron, lemon rose petals. On the palate, plums and an earthiness to it. And the finish was nice, sweet, and long. Harmeet, what did you think?
I like your call for the rose petals. I don't know what lemon rose petals are.
Lemon, comma, rose petals.
Oh, so you're just reading off your notes.
Yeah, I was reading off my notes.
Without the comma. Okay, I don't get the citrus note here. I'm getting a lot of Garrigue, you know, that the dry the herbal note. A lot of black plum here.
I remember him. He's the one that came out of Tokyo Bay and fought Godzilla. It was him and Godzilla and Mothra.
And then it really exploded later with caramel. I got a little bit of bay leaf at first, but then it went to Garrigue. And then black plums, bay leaf, and then when I came back to it after about 30 minutes in the glass, sweet caramel. And on the palate, it's velvety mouthfeel. Mm. Absolutely beautiful mouthfeel. Gentle tannins, a little dusty, good acidity that cuts the tannin, and a lot of black fruit coming out. The finish is medium long, herbal notes, and on the very, very back end, I get white pepper. Bob, what'd you get?
Hmm. I definitely got the bay on that. I do get some herbal note on it. I think I'm just like a little bit of just a slightest touch of dry sage. There's blackberries, there's black currants on the palate, plums, dark stewed fruit. You're right about the dustiness. There's a bit of a dustiness to it, but they're very nice, soft, round tannins. This one, I don't feel so bad about opening this one up because we always open up wines too early because we're opening what is currently available and what they're sending us. But I don't feel so bad about opening this one because this one drinks lovely right now. So.
I mean, it's 6 years old already. And for Mount Beater, we are starting early. Mount Beater's wines are usually built to last long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this one's really lovely. So we're going to be given the Brandwin Estate Old Vine Zinfandel Mount Beater 2021. A well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
Nice.
Yeah, very, very good. So that's a good way to start the day, boys. So we'll be back in just a second to talk about the next one.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Mount Veeder Estate Old Vine Zinfandel from Brandwin Estate 2021. Four sips, really, really nice Zin. You're right, that caramel's just popping. It wasn't there when we opened it.
I didn't expect it. A lot of Zinfandels from other parts of the state, you may get vanilla, but you don't get that caramel note.
No. Like we were talking, I when I say sweet, I agree with you. So a lot of them are a little bit sweet, but not caramelly sweet, yeah. More like sugary sweet. That was different. So the next wine we're going to talk about is the Brandwin Estate Cabernet Sauvignon Mount Veeder 2019. It's 14.9% ABV from Mount Veeder Napa Valley, aged 22 months in French oak barrels, 50% new. It's 92% Cabernet Sauvignon, 4% Petit Verdot, 3% Cabernet Franc.
You happy? Thank you.
And 1% Malbec. It was 110 barrels in the production. So it's a lovely dark garnet, dense color. I mean, you're not seeing through that one.
I would say it's dark like my heart, but my heart's gotten darker since me hanging out with you guys.
Well, we keep it in that box because we have to keep you on that ship forever. So, you know.
Right. You should see the painting I have in the attic.
Yeah, the problem is the painting still looks good. You're the one that's getting old and falling apart.
Yeah.
So. On the nose.
How do you like them black apples?
I get the cardamom, but for me, the big one is the tea.
Black tea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tea is big on that. There's just a slight bit of woodiness to it. I don't want to say vegetable, but more woody. oakiness to it. Not so much barrel oak, but just sort of like forest oak, you know, like the woods. And on the palate, hold on. Lots of dark berries, blackberries. Blackberries, a little bit of plum. Slight bit of blueberry. And there's almost a tobacco barn. Sweet tobacco.
Usually I get that on the nose on some cabs. I'm not getting it on the nose at all, but it's on the palate.
Yeah, it's on the palate. That's what I'm saying, is that that's unusual for me as well. Their tasting notes have olive. Are you getting that?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I mean, I do enjoy cabs that have that olive note. Sometimes you get those in Napa Valley.
I get it on the nose.
Beer Cone is famous for their olive note.
There's a minerality. I don't want to go so far as to say a salinity, but there's a bit of a minerality, and maybe that's the angle they're going.
No. But I this was very muted for me. It's very muted.
It was muted when I first poured it, but after I aerated it that second time, it really popped out for me. What do you think, Justin?
So on the nose, I got Assam tea, cardamom, and faint Vegemite. On the palate,
I cannot see the Vegemite. Assam, sure, that's great Indian black tea. That's what I got.
And the palate was intense for me. Deep blackberry, cassis, tobacco, and I did get olives.
You did.
On the back palate.
See, me and you are watching Die Hard. He's over there watching like Paul Hogan or something because he's getting Vegemite. So
yeah, that's just wrong. Now, I what do you think about the finish?
Earthy, dusty, and nice and sweet on the back palate.
I'll give you that. So on the nose, Bob mentioned cardamom. I don't really get it, except now because I said it. I don't know. I'm coming further away from the glass. It was muted at first. Now I'm getting that Assam black tea he's talking about. I'm getting lots of cassis that's after it had time to breathe.
Yeah, it's been double
aerated. I aerated one more time about half an hour ago.
I just did it.
Through the thing. And now.
That was what the noise was. It's not what you think. Yeah. No.
So the cardamom.
I ate
my nose
ago.
Further, about an inch away from the glass or half an inch away from the glass, not even coming close yet. That's where I'm getting the cardamom.
Or maybe it was the lamb sog I ate yesterday. I didn't brush my teeth really well.
Is that you? Oh, that's what I'm smelling. Yeah. There you go. So the blackberry, I love lamb sog, by the way.
Oh,
don't get me started. I had good old American Southern barbecue today with my wife and my daughter. But now I want Indian food. Damn you, Justin. cassis, it's there. I still don't get the olive. I thought the finish was a little short. That's my only complaint about this wine. Bob,
keep drinking it.
We have a rating, Bob. We have much more wine to do.
No, I'm just... Hold on here. I'm just going back to it one more time.
Will you rethink of this?
Well, no. I aerated it one more time. I just wanted to go back and see if I got... Yeah, the dustiness and the mineral came out a lot more with that last aeration. This one, if you buy this one, my recommendation is open it up about noon and leave that thing sitting on the counter until dinner time. Because this one's... it's a 2019. It's not exactly like it's... New.
It should be right in the drinking window now, but I think it needs more time.
Yeah,
it's a sleepy wine.
Yeah, I think this one definitely needs more time. But regardless of that, we're going to be giving the Brandwin Estate Cabernet Sauvignon Mount Veeder 2019 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
And I'd really like to see it in about three or four more years because I think it's just going to continue to get better. So, Harm, why don't you tell us about our last one from Brandwin?
Thanks, Bob. The Brandwin Estate Henry's Keep Red Wine from Mount Veeder 2021 is 14.5% ABV. It's, of course, made in the Mount Veeder AVA in Napa Valley, aged 22 months in French oak barrels, 60% of which were new. It's 82% Cabernet Sauvignon, 14% Malbec, 4% Petit Verdot. And there were only 22 barrels of this made, so it's going to be hard to get.
I'll take one.
The color is a beautiful opaque garnet. It's got clear edges that they're starting to go violet. So you can tell this wine is very young still. The nose at first was very muted. There was a lot of black cherry. And when I aerated it again and came back to it, it just exploded with sandalwood. And then there's layers of violets coming out later. So I think that's the Malbec showing up. Sandalwood, Violet. I mean, a hint of that that caramel we got in the Zinfandel, maybe. I'm not quite sure. There's a sweetness there that wasn't coming out earlier. The palate. Medium to heavy body. Great balance. It's got lower acidity than that Cabernet, but still great balance. It's silky. It starts out silky, and then the dry tannins get you, but it's just so well made. I like this better than that Tab. I really do. Justin, what do you think?
So the color was definitely a dark ruby red. The nose for me is light, fruity. I got marshmallows, orange starburst.
Marshmallow? Really? Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
On the palate, it was nice and sweet. I got some prominent French oak framing it, and the finish was woody. I enjoyed it.
I'm not getting those sweet notes. Bob?
Well, yeah. Really pretty color. And again, like you said, it shows it's young. It's a 2021. It's not young, but it's showing.
It's young
for this age.
For Mount Beater, it's young.
Yeah.
But well, that whole AVA could use more time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's mountain fruit. It definitely likes the time. So, but there's plums and blueberries. I definitely got the sandalwood note as well. And just purple flowers.
Maybe that caramel I was thinking about is that marshmallow you're saying.
Maybe.
I think you're closer. It's closer to marshmallow than caramel. That Zinfandel was definitely caramel. This marshmallow. You're right. Damn it. Why do you have to be right, Justin?
Like a broken clock twice a day.
Give him 5 minutes. It won't happen again. Please. But on the palate, plum. I get a little bit of tea on the front palate by the teeth. Like black tea. There's definitely a black currant in there. I'm not getting the marshmallow. I don't know what you're getting.
It's on the nose. Just the sweetness on the nose.
I'm not.
Yeah. But he was going more fruity than I did. I didn't get those citrus notes. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just continuing to evolve in the glass. It's hard to really pin down because every time I go back to it, I'm getting something just a little bit different.
That's cheating, Justin. Hand me that bottle. I'm going to try some more too.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm a lawyer. What do you want?
Yeah. 33%. That's what you want.
Right.
But
33 and a third. He can calculate it no matter what number you give him.
Oh, he can do 33 and a third of pie.
We'll commercial. Be back. Okay. The citrus may be there because I aerated that citrus one away.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up discussing this Henry's Keep from Branwyn Estate.
And I was cursing at Justin because I found out after I poured a fresh pour, the citrus notes that he got originally, they were gone from my glass earlier because I'd aerated it and also taken along. It took me longer to get to the third wine before after these guys did because I was just, BSing and looking stuff up and talking to my wife. But what the hell?
Well, what I will tell you is this is, of the three, this is the most expensive. Now, I'm not going to go into the price but because we don't really rate on price, but this is definitely slightly more expensive than the other two.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did realize. I don't carry Branwyn Estate. I do. Cuvée Sans is the company that bought them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I carry Cubis on.
Yeah. And we recently did them on the show. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic wines. I mean, and just really nice people as well. So,
This is just so pleasing. This is much more complex than that Cabernet.
Yeah.
And I think it deserves a higher rating.
But what I will tell you is that it just keeps evolving in the glass, and it definitely keeps getting better. That's the thing. So it's
the mouthfeel is absolutely perfect. It's so silky going in, and you've got those tannins that are balanced. And I want a steak, Bob. I need a steak.
Oh, a steak right about now. Big juicy tomahawk would be perfect with this. Of course, a big juicy tomahawk with Kool-Aid would be perfect. Am I kidding?
You have low standards, my friend.
I'd eat a steak here or there. I would eat it anywhere. I would eat it in a box. I would eat it with a fox. So we're going to give the Brandwin Estate Henry's Keep Red Wine Mount Veeder 2021 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Harm, why don't you tell us about our next winery?
I just told you about the last one.
Well, you told us about the last wine, but not the last
wine. We're short a man today, too, so we're doing double duty. So, let's see.
Maury's not that short.
He's short.
Well, okay.
Whatever.
Oh, you're talking height. Sorry. Wrong. Yeah, okay.
Mount Brave Vineyard sits high atop Mount Veeder. At an elevation of 1,400 to 1,800 feet. Mount Veeder has been planted with wine grapes since the early 1860s by winemaking pioneers such as Charles Krug, and that's Robert Mondavi's son-in-law, Agustin Haristi.
I can't pronounce
it. Consonants in that name.
When you have 27 consonants, no vowels, it hurts my mind.
Agustin Haristi.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Nice. Did you look that up?
No.
No. Right.
Frederick Hess, that's a name familiar in Napa Valley. William S. Keyes and Captain Stalham Wing, Stalham Wing, who arrived in 1853 and showed the first Mount Veeder wine at the Napa County Fair in 1864. The wines from Mount Veeder achieved recognition as early as the Paris Exposition in 1900. The parcel that became Mount Brave Vineyard is in the northern reaches of the Mount Veeder AVA, or the American Viticultural Area, was originally purchased in 1841 before the Gold Rush and the Civil War. Mount Veeder is the largest AVA in Napa Valley, established in 1993. The mountain is 25 square miles or 15,000 acres, stretching from Carneros all the way down to Oakville, down to Glen Ellen. Just 1,000 acres are planted to grapes, less than 2% of Napa Valley's production, with the lowest average yields of the region. And Bob explained that they changed the law 20 years ago
I think it's even longer than that. Anything over a 30% grade, you can't plant now.
Right.
If it wasn't already planted.
So
I had no idea. They told us that last time we were in Napa.
They're preserving the mountain, which is fine, but this mountain fruit is harder to get.
Yeah.
So the Mount Brave Mount Veeder Zinfandel 2019 is 15.3% ABV. Again, from the Mount Veeder AVA in Napa Valley. The grapes were hand harvested during the cool morning hours, fermentation with native yeast and stainless steel. And then it's macerated for 20 days, barrel aged for 21 months in French oak, 36% of which is new. It's 93% Zinfandel, 7% Cabernet Sauvignon, and the wine was bottled without fining or filtration. So that means it should be vegan friendly.
Don't care.
It's a gorgeous.
Well,
I have customers who are vegans.
Don't
I have
care.
To learn this stuff. It's a gorgeous garnet color with violet edges. It's the nose. It's lavender and flowers that I can't identify, a little bit of raspberry, and a little bit of black pepper on the nose for me. Let's see the palate. Mouth-watering acidity, velvety tannins. The dust at the beginning, they start going dusty towards the end. I get lots of blackberry, just a hint of cassis. And it's got a really long finish. I mean, I'm still tasting it. I'm still in the mid palate right now as I'm talking. It's making my mouth water. I want this wine with some barbecue or a nice lamb shank. Justin, what do you think? Or no, I threw you last time. Bob, what do you think? I'm looking right at you, Justin.
And you're worried about the vegans. You're talking lamb shanks.
I didn't say I was one. I have to sell to vegans.
I think it's beautiful.
I take everyone's money equally.
I think it's beautiful. It's again, I'm with you. It's like I can't pick one flower. It's like walking into a florist shop. The pepper is definitely there. I definitely get some dark berries and fruit on the nose. On the palate, it's dusty.
There's more fruit coming out now. As a second,
there's blackberries. There's dark cassis. There's the sweetness, like we were discussing, but it's not the caramel like the last Zin we did. This is just more like a Zin sweet.
Yeah,
it's not that. It's
the ripe fruit. Yeah, it's ripe fruit.
Yeah, I mean, really, really pretty. So, yeah. What did you think, Justin?
On the nose, I got durian, crystal hot sauce, and potpourri.
You live in another world, my friend.
On the palate, bright fruit, pears, tangerines, and tangerine on the finish.
Dear God, help us all.
This man's an abomination. I lived in New Orleans.
I have to go into a commercial for this.
I know what hot sauce smells like.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up talking about that Mount Brave Zinfandel 2019. You have anything else to say, Justin? Anything?
No,
just make up words.
Anything else weird?
I don't get any durian. I lived in New Orleans when they used to cook the hot sauce.
Don't encourage it.
Nothing.
Don't encourage
it. Just give a rating. Let's just do this. I can't.
So we're giving the Mount Brave Mount Veeder Zinfandel 2019 a well deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Really lovely. So, Justin, tell us about our next one.
So, we're going to talk about Mount Brave Mount Veeder Cabernet Franc 2019. It's 14.5% alcohol by volume. It's made in Mount Veeder, AVA, Napa Valley. The grapes were hand-harvested during the cool morning hours. Fermentation with native yeast and stainless steel maceration, 20 days in length. Barrel aged 21 months in French oak, 72% was new. It's 100% Cabernet Franc. The wine was bottled without fining or filtration. On the nose, I got, really nice stewed fruits, a little bit of five spice, a little bit of tea. The palate was crisp. I got a gorgeous side palate. And I could taste cherry fry pie.
But not a like side chick. You do not have a side chick.
Never. No, I do not. On the finish, it's nice and woody. Really good fruit on the back end. It doesn't get much better than this, kids. What'd you think, Harmeet?
Okay, thank you, Justin. I don't know. I wasn't listening to you. I was just tasting a wine.
Fair enough.
I wasn't listening to a thing you said. I was just listening. I was just tasting the wine.
What's your problem, Beavis?
Again, this one just needs time. It's the Asian five spice you said, or Chinese five spice, whatever. That's a good call. I did listen to that part. Black tea, lots of pepper on the nose. It was slight earlier. Now it's getting it. Did you mention any fruit? What fruit are you getting?
Cherry fry pie.
Cherry fry pie.
Mm-hmm.
I think your cherries are underripe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get enough cherry.
Mm-mm.
It's there.
There's a tartness there.
But it's not the sweetness of the fruit I expect. And it's not as it's the pepperiness I expect from a Cabernet Franc isn't there either. This wine was the most polarizing of the wines we had today. I gave it the lowest rating today. Justin, I think, gave it the highest rating.
5, yeah.
And Bob gave it a 4. I gave it a 3. This is just, it's, we have to duke it out here. This is weird. I thought it's all about texture and mouthfeel, and I don't get much fruit. It's all about a little bit of spice, but not the right spice for Cabernet Franc.
That's what she said.
It's not varietally correct to me. You know, that's what I'm looking for, varietally correct, right?
You're not varietally correct either.
We did the genetic test. I'm 100% Indian, man. Maybe like actually, but I think my mom's 3% Neanderthal. So I'm like,
you can't replicate that test because 23andMe is gone.
Mm. Yeah, I think we did ancestry actually. Yeah. Bob, what do you think? What do you think?
I think it's delicious. I'm an unabashed Cabernet Franc fan. Anyway.
So am I, but I'm expecting certain things, and this is not bringing those.
But
things.
I don't mind it if it's a little bit different than what in your mind should be the profile. I mean,
I got you. Everyone's
see. I don't get the 5 spice. I get the hoisin, and I get that umami on it. And
umami, yeah,
umami.
I got some umami too,
and I get a little bit of black tea on it. It's earthy. Hmm. I get a little bit of a herbal, almost a sage, like mid palate.
You eat too much sage.
It's a little bit drying. There's a little bit of a dustiness to it,
which I expect from Alvita and from Cab Franc, which is fine.
I think it's lovely. So I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I like it. So we're going to give the Mount Brave Mount Vider Cabernet Franc 2019 4 sips.
Oh, we give it your rating. I see how this works, Mr. Producer Man. not Justin's, not mine.
I'm Fred. I run the soundboard. I do what I want. Yeah.
All right, fine.
So, all right. Well, that leaves us with our last wine, which is the Mount Brave Mount Vider Cabernet Sauvignon 2019, 14.5% ABV. Like the others, hand-harvested during the cool hours, fermentation native yeast, stainless steel fermentation, 20 days maceration, 21 months in French oak. This one's 72% new, 89% Cab Sauvignon, 4.5 Merlot, 5% Cabernet Franc, 2% Malbec, 1.5% Petit Verdot. No fining or filtration on this one either, kids. Beautiful dark color.
So the wine is vegan friendly, even if the guys at the table are not vegan friendly.
Well, I'm not. It's not that I'm not friendly.
You're actively unfriendly to vegans.
No, I just get out of my way and let me eat my meat.
I like vegans because I can eat their steak.
That's true. Yeah. On the nose, black cherries, blueberries, blackberries. Ooh, a little bit of an herbalness on it. A little bit.
There's more than a little bit.
A little bit of a minerality, like dry stone on the palate. Mmm. Wow. Huge, dense, thick. This is like eating a steak. This is my jam. What do you think, Justin?
On the nose, I got cedar, Luxardo cherries. It was a little faint for me. The palate was balanced, fruit forward. The finish, the sweet turns into French oak on the back end. It does beautiful turns. It's a fine wine.
Yeah, this is actually quite a bit more complex than I was expecting it to be.
And it just continues to evolve the longer it sits in this glass. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So that the Luxardo cherry note is odd, but I get it. I do get it. Spice is there. The beautiful French oak is there. And I'm getting some of the pepper that I was expecting on that Cabernet Franc here.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3%. It was only 3% Cabernet Franc in this wine. But what you were talking about, that mineral note, Bob, that I got graphite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Pencil shavings, dry stones. I was thinking like slaty, but when I think slaty, I'm thinking more like a Riesling, and
it's more graphite, but not overwhelming.
Yeah. Number 2 pencil.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're right on that.
It's not overwhelming.
I like plenty of those. I was having a hard time placing it. I'm like, it's a, yeah.
You ever did a pencil tattoo and stayed forever?
Yep.
No.
You poke your skin with graphite?
No.
Takes a while to go away.
I bet.
When you're middle school and you're bored.
Mm-hmm. I just lick glue and pencils.
See that dark mark right there?
I'm not a clue.
Still there. Yeah. Oh, wow. Third grade. Yeah.
Wow.
That wasn't my fault. I had my pencil in my hand. Somebody bumped into me.
Graphite
impaled
me. One day will be more expensive than diamonds with all the applications we can use. I don't know.
Well, thanks for that.
I'm just making stuff up now.
The moment the world has waited for.
Yeah, thanks for that random thing. Yeah, beautiful, just a beautiful wine. I mean, it's evolving so much in the glass.
I think, to me, this was my favorite wine of the evening, probably. It's a tough call between this and that other one we gave a 5-2, which was the, what do we give a 5-2? The Mount Veeder Henry's Keep.
Yeah.
Let me go back to it.
Well, very different wines.
They're very different, but they're both amazing in their own way.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be giving the Mount Brave Mount Veeder Cabernet Sauvignon 2019 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Both 5 sips, both super different.
Yep. Well, and that's the nice thing. But, you know, again, Mount Veeder there's not a lot of grapes planted in it, but it's a very long, very big area. So you've got a lot of different areas and microclimates. So
exactly. Terroir, baby.
Terroir is the word. So, all right. Well, what do you think, Hans Gruber?
These Californian wines. Oh, so good.
God, I could listen to that man read the phone book. Yeah, so great show. Thank you for joining us, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And thank you, Harm.
Definitely a pleasure to be here, Bob. Thank you.
And all I can say is, for Sip, Seds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And fortunately, on this show, that doesn't really happen all that often. So.
No, anything from Mount Veeder is a no-brainer. You know, depending on your price point and everything, you know, you're not going to go wrong.
Yeah.
This is a great AVA.
Well, again, I like mountain fruit, so.
Just make sure that if you talk to your wine specialist to know how long you hold them before you drink them. Some of them.
All right, we did kill a baby here today. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.